Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Hey guys, welcome to Off Track, episode number 4. For those who are listening for the first time, this is Luca, basically talking openly. Improv, without a script, about things that matter to me, things that are relevant to the latest episode that I've just aired, or things that are happening in the world that I kind of want to share my own two cents. So thank you for joining. Really, really excited about today's episode. I'm actually staying with my parents this week, which has been great. It's been great to catch up with them. And it's kind of funny and topical that the topic that I'm going to sort of talk about today is also quite dear to my parents' heart. So things tend to work out quite nicely in that respect. So I really want to talk to you about a few things, and has definitely been inspired by the latest episode with Leila Saleh, a big social internet personality, who has a lot of strong beliefs, actually. And a lot of those beliefs I also share and adopt. So I think the first sort of point of call is to talk about what are her beliefs and what did we really talk about on the episode? Well, the thing that came across to me the most was really the conviction and the power of her faith, and her belief in God is something, honestly, if you're not a believer, it doesn't matter. It's about her passion and her incredible defined love for God. And it's quite inspiring, I have to say. You know, we must have talked for well over an hour, and there were so many different references going back to her faith and what she believes in. And honestly, it was very, very inspiring. And, you know, it's rare to meet someone, you know, who's still in their late 20s or early 30s that has that level of belief, that level of conviction in faith. And it's fantastic. I thought it was one of those things where people, the older you get, you know, you realize with the younger generations, they may not be as close to God as the older generations. But, you know, she actually restored my faith in that, ironically, no pun intended. So it got me thinking really about faith and the power of faith and my own story. I come from a religious family. I'm a Christian. I was born and raised a Christian. And my mum is obviously a strong Roman Catholic, being Italian, and my dad also is a big Catholic Maronite, actually, in the Lebanese church. So very, very similar to Catholicism. But I was always raised about, you know, the teachings of Jesus and of God, and but also the importance of recognizing other faiths, and really the importance of just making sure that you know that there is something beyond just this life. And I think, you know, when I was talking with Leila, it kind of brought back a lot of those early childhood memories and teachings that I had when I was a kid. And it was really nice, I have to say. It kind of filled my heart in a really, really positive way. And I know that I need to do more when it comes to my own spirituality to reconnect with God. And especially for now with the case of with my kids. So yes, we do go to church occasionally, but not as much as potentially we should. But I do really, really want to keep exploring that. But I think the thing that really resonated me most with the conversation with Leila was about the accountability factor when it comes to social media. And I think she was basically saying that, you know, if you don't have accountability to someone like God or something that's like, you know, a higher purpose, then you're kind of free to say and do what you like without any kind of repercussions. And the question that prompted all of this was when I asked her, you know, are people selling their soul one click at a time? You know, the question is really basically asking, are people unwilling to do anything on social media in order to drive engagement, likes, subscribers, and overall, you know, positive comments and sentiment? And she absolutely agreed with that. Not everybody, of course. There's always going to be exceptions. A lot of people are doing it for the right reasons. But there's a vast majority of people that, generally speaking, put content out there just to be able to drive and engage with audiences, potentially in the short term, but of course they're hoping it's going to be in the long term. So from her perspective, and also from mine, and something that I share, was that, you know, once you have accountability, especially to God in her case, then it gives her a much sort of higher purpose, you know. And I think what it does is it gives humility and grounds people that everything that they do, there's a reason, you know, there's a higher calling for it. So, you know, if you can basically post anything that you want to post, say anything you want to say, you know, it kind of leads to a very, very dangerous potential world where, you know, there are absolutely no repercussions to anything, you know. And you know, I'm now a dad, proud dad of two beautiful boys, and my worry is that, you know, the world that they're going to grow up with on social media is filled with so much clickbait, so much misinformation by people who are in a position of influence, sharing things that are not particularly positive, or they don't have any grounding, you know, in. So there are without repercussions, and that's something that really, really does scare me. I think the humility factor is absolutely crucial for influencers. You know, the more followers and fans you get, in theory, should be more and more grounded, because everything that you say and do can have a massive impact on people. And if you have that higher calling, like she does when it comes to relationship with God, then, you know, it's a really, really powerful reminder that we have to be doing this for the right reasons. We've got to be, you know, very, very conscious of the types of content we're creating, that we're not just doing it in order just to, you know, have a bit of a short-term boost. So it was a really, really strong conversation that resonated a lot with me. You know, and we kind of then bridged into other areas of conversation that are very, very, very similar. But I think before we move on to that different area, my two cents on this is generally this, is that the reason why I created the Inside Track in the first place was in order to get different opinions, expert opinions of people in different industries that can either educate, inspire, or entertain, okay? Trying to add some level of value. People are having a bad day, you know, they want to listen to something funny. Potentially one of my episodes might fill that. If people are having or in need of a bit of a motivation or a kick up the arse, and learn some lessons from people who have failed but managed to rise up, then there's obviously their stories can be inspiring as well. So I try on the show to give as much importance for different types of opinions and you know, in different industries, for people to realize that actually, you know, there is a real learning. Whoever you are, no matter what industry you're in, there is a real learning if you're there to try and get it. And I think giving that value to audience is absolutely essential. I'd much rather produce a piece of content, honestly, now that resonates with 100 people, than do a really gimmicky type of short form content that makes myself look like a bit of an idiot, but that drives, you know, tens of millions of views. So I really do believe in this. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why I got into this in the first place, actually one of the biggest driving reasons why I got into this whole content game in the first place, was to put my own stamp on producing quality content that can resonate with people. So that was kind of my two cents. I really enjoyed the conversation with Layla. She really re-inspired me back into my own personal faith. But also for me to recognize that, you know, there's a lot of people that don't believe in God or a higher being, and absolutely everyone's allowed and entitled to their own opinions, their own beliefs. I'm not here to judge. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. I'm here to try and recognize and remember that I need to celebrate everyone's opinions and beliefs. But I think the general consensus is you need to have, you know, a higher purpose to everything that you're doing, and just doing something to drive clickbait. Honestly, you're ruining it for potential future generations and the messages and examples that you're going to be setting for people like my kids. So that's my two cents on that. But talking about kids and sort of, you know, we bridged into it, another area that I thought was quite important and quite interesting was about, you know, the sort of cornerstone of society when it comes to celebrating men and women. And we talked a lot about the differences between men and women. And she asked me what I thought, and I'll kind of repeat what I said here. But I'll also add another twist to it, was that, you know, men and women are fundamentally extremely different, you know, and that's absolutely how it should be. And we should be celebrating those differences rather than always trying to find common ground between the two. And I think the way in which the world should work, you know, call me old school, call me tradition, but these are my beliefs, is that the best formula, if you like, for success and how society has traditionally been built has been on the relationship of a man and a woman, a husband or a wife or two partners, whatever you want to call it. And bringing that home, having that security between that man and the woman, celebrating those differences, but together joining forces, they become really an unstoppable kind of force. And we talked a lot about the importance now of just going back to some of the basics and remembering, you know. And I think they also go hand in hand with pretty much every faith. They talk about the importance of a man and a woman being together. So I just thought it was quite fitting that now that I'm staying with my parents this week, you know, and I see how religious my parents are. And now I'm listening to someone like Layla on the episode. I'm sort of bridging that gap between generations, but I'm really, really excited and happy to see that actually there are still people out there who think similar to me, that, you know, a man needs to be a man and a woman needs to be a woman, and together they can form the basis of what society looks like, the best parts of society. So I was really, really excited about that. Of course, there's a lot of people who have different beliefs, and again, without judging, everyone has the right to do what they think is right for themselves. But everyone also has the right to have their own beliefs, such as my own. So that's my two cents. Learning to accept others really is the key to peace. And not just when it comes to societal norms, but everything. I mean, you know, I think too many times we look at differences between people, between genders, and we try and nitpick, and, you know, we sort of attack based out of fear rather than just learning how to accept and how to appreciate. And once you appreciate and once you accept, you know, that's when you get the best types of recipe for success. So that's my that was my take on that conversation. So it was a really, really nice chat overall. Really, really thought that Layla came across as someone who is very well grounded, who's got a very strong head on her shoulders, very smart head, very mature head on her shoulders. And it left me with a lot of hope for the future generations. So the overall feeling that I got, the overall insight that I'm taking away from that episode, is that actually faith can move mountains if you'll allow it. And it's something very much that my parents have taught me from a very, very young age. So yeah, so that's that. In terms of next week's episode, I am joined by Nicola Adams. Now, Nicola Adams, for those who don't know in this region, she's kind of a big deal in the UK. She is someone who has won 2 gold medals when it comes to women's boxing. And I can imagine, I mean, women's boxing right now has been under the spotlight for quite some time. So the conversation that I have with Nicola is really entertaining. It's really inspiring, you know, and I learned a bunch of things about boxing, but also how to deal with being under the spotlight of women's boxing as well. So tune in for that episode, which is going to be aired on Friday. And we'll talk more after the weekend about what I thought about the chat with Nicola. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This is me. This is Off Track. This is improv. This is unscripted. And hopefully a few insights that you guys can take away. Thanks, and speak to you very, very soon.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.